This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, ruchim abam. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua, learning with Saches Ksuba. The Gemara and Daf Tzadik Chesam Abayis had a question. The Gemara's shaila was that if you tell a shliach, buy me a lesech of karka, basically a half a measurement, a half a kor of land. You say sell a half a kor of my land, and he went and he sold an entire kor. So basically he did a lot more than you asked him. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Do we say, well, he's just adding to what you asked him to do. So he got the first half right, and the second half he's doing on his own. So, but at least for the first half, it should be effective. Or do we say, no, he's completely violating what you asked, and therefore everything he did is completely null and void. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if the ksuba, the woman, was worth 100 zuz, and she sold a 100 zuz and a bit for an amount of 100 zuz, so the sale is bata. So the Gemara assumes, what does it mean she sold? In other words, she was only allowed to sell 100 karka worth 100 zuz, because that's how much her ksuba was. She decided to sell the amount of 101. So what does it mean? What exactly does it mean that she sold 101 for 100? The Gemara presumes that the case is she sold 101 for 101. Basically, she did not get ripped off, but she got the value of the field. She sold a field that's worth 101 zuz for 101. The Mishnah says she sold it for 100. It means she sold it for her to be able to collect her 100. And when the Mishnah says that it's invalid, even if she returns the one, well, what does that mean? Obviously, she has to return one of the zuz to the Yisoyimim because her ksuba is only worth 100. What that means is, even if she says, I will give back a dinar of land, still the sale is null and void. And it says the sale is batel. So what do we learn from here? That if a shliach sells more than he was appointed to sell, it's not considered adding on, but rather the entire transaction is nullified. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Nasan, Lai. You know what we're talking about? Bida Oizal, where basically she charged too little. She got a cheap price for the field. And therefore, that for sure is considered a violation of what she was appointed to do. But if she got the amount that it was worth, and she just sold more than she was entitled to sell, then it would be valid, at least for the amount that she was supposed to sell. So Gemara says, but that can't be the case. The case cannot be where she got a cheap price. Hamid the seifa b'da'izal. But if this is where we're up to, if the later case, the end of the Mishnah, is where she got less than its value, have a resha b'dolayazel. The resha has to be where she did not get less than the value of the field. What's the case of the seifa? The ktani seifa. It says at the end of the Mishnah, if the ksuba was 400 zuz, so then she wants to be able to collect her ksuba 400 zuz, and she has various fields to sell. Machro lazabamana, velazabamana. She says, sells to this one for a mana, and to this one for a mana. Ula achro in yafa mana bedina bamana. And the last field, which is worth 101 zuz, she sells it for 100. So then we say, shal achro in machro bato. The last sale is bato. Veshal kulan machro kaim. But all the original sales were good. So doesn't that mean that in the last case, where she gets less than the value, so then the sale is batel. So then the earlier case has to be where she didn't get less than the value, she got the value, but because she sold more than she was supposed to sell, everything is null and void. That proves that we don't say moisef al-davarav, but rather mavir al-davarav. Says the Gemara, Lo'i, Reisha v'seifa b'da'ozel. Both the first case and the later case is when she got less than the value. V'seifa ha'kamash malana, the seifa, the chiddush is, Taima da'ozel b'da'asmi. The reason why the final sale, the sale of the last piece of land is null and void, the reason why that is batel is because it's because she got too little of a value for the property of the Yisoymim. But if she would have gotten too little in the first three sales, then mechrakayim, then it would be a valid sale. Meaning when the reisha is talking about where she got too little value. But that's the case of the seifa. No, the seifa is teaching me a different chiddush. The chiddush is that the final sale is null and void because she's selling the property of the yisoymim. But if she sold the first three for too little, then it would be valid. Meaning, if let's say when she's trying to sell what she is owed for her ksuba, then that would be valid. Says the Gemara, that's not possible. Hamid Reisha, Shmat Mina. We already know that from the Reisha. We already know that if she gets too little for her own ksuba, then it's a valid sale. Says Gemara, Hamid Reisha, Shmat Mina. We already know this from the Reisha. In the Reisha it says, for ksuba was 200, Umachra Shava Mana B'Masayim, and she sold 100 worth of the ksuba for 200. So basically, she got more than it's worth. Oy shava masayim b'mana, or she sold 200 for 100. Niskabla ksubasa. If she sold 200 for 100, she accepted her ksuba. That means it's a good sale. So then we already know that if a woman undersells property for her ksuba, it's a valid sale. So I don't need the Mishnah to teach that to me in the last case. I already know that from the earlier case. To which the Gemara says, no. Mahu detema, I would have said, you know when underselling something is valid? That's if, after she undersells it, she has hereby collected her entire ksuba. Hasam hu destaka lo mehai beis legamri. There, the reason why it's a good sale is because after the sale, she is removed from the house completely. Aval hacha, meaning she has no longer has a claim on the husband's assets and the husband's money. Aval hacha, but in the seifa, the Mishnah, it's true in the final case. You know why I need to say that in the original sales, if she undersells it, it's valid? Because I would say, maybe we should say it's not valid, because maybe she'll atu, meaning a gzera, because of in the final sale, if she didn't get what it's worth, that's final sale is not good. Maybe we should make a gzera that if in the first three sales she undersells it, it should not be good, it should not be valid. As a gzera, that what if she does it in the final sale, because in the final sale it would not be valid because she's basically selling land that she's not entitled to sell. So I might say, nigzar mana rishon atu mana acharon. Maybe we should make a gzera of the first mana atu the final mana, where in that case if she undersells it, it won't be valid, kamash malan, that only in the final sale, when she's selling property that doesn't belong to her, if she undersells it, it's not valid, but in the first three, it would be valid. Okay, so now we're up to a little bit of a new case. Until now, we were discussing if a homeowner says to a shliach, sell a half an acre's worth, and the shliach sells a whole acre, so is that a valid sell, at least for half of the acre, which he was appointed to, he was asked to sell? Or do we say, once he's doing his own thing and he's selling a whole acre, so then the whole thing is null and void? V'ika da'amri, some say like this. Haloi tibaylach. The original question is not a question. That heicha da'amr le zil zavin le lischa, if the homeowner says, go sell a half an acre, and he sells the whole thing, that's definitely adding to what the sender asked. So at least regarding selling half of the acre, you're doing what he wanted. And going beyond that, that is your own thing, but we don't say the whole sale is null and void. But ki tibaylech, what's the question? What's the shaila? The amarle, where the mishaleach says to the shliach, zil zavin li kura, sell a whole acre, v'azel v'zavin li lischa. And he sells a half an acre. My, what's the halacha? So if you say sell a half and he sells a whole, so we say, okay, he's just adding on to what you asked him. So regarding the first half, he's doing what you asked. Regarding the second half, he's going out on his own. But what if you ask him to sell an entire acre and he only sells a half? Do we say, Amar le, he could tell the Mishaleach, to Tavalach Avdilach? What's good for you, I did for you. I did what's good for you. Di Eloi Mitztarchilach Zuzi. Because if you don't need the money, why do you want to sell the field? Do you need money? Well, I was afraid that you wouldn't end up needing so much money, and then you would have sold a field that you really wanted to hold on to. Maybe if you don't need the money, you couldn't take back what you sold, so you would have lost your field forever. So therefore, I did you a favor by only selling half. Or maybe Amrale, the Mishalech could say, "Loi nichali the lifshu shtari ilavei." I don't want that there should be so many shtarais on me. Meaning, if I wanted you to sell the whole piece of land, when you sold half, if I ultimately need to sell the other half, then there are going to be two shtarais against me, and I'm going to look silly. I'm going to look like someone who's constantly selling his field. That's why I wanted you to sell the whole thing in one fell swoop. And what by you selling half and then half, it's sullying my reputation. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura. Rabbi Chanina Misura said, Tashma, come in here. We're going to bring a raya from a Mishnah in Me'ilah. Not suddenly dinar shalzav. The Mashalech gave the Shliach a dinar of gold. A dinar is of gold is 25 dinar of kasef, of silver, and equals six sela. And so he gave him a golden dinar, which is 25 dinar of silver. V'amarlan, he said to him, Havi li chalak, buy me a shirt. V'halach v'havi lai, and he went and he brought for him, b'shalosh chalak, for three sela, a shirt, b'shalosh talas, and for three a talas. He said, I want you to buy me a nice shirt for six sela. What's a good company? A shirt company. You know, Jews like to wear Charles Tirwet, right? That's like the Jewish shirt company. You know, you could get 50 for $135 or something. I don't know. Or at least four of them, right? So, or at least back in the day. So he says, look, do me a favor. I'm giving you a golden dinar, which is 25 silver dinar, which is six sela. Get me a good shirt. And he bought with half of it a shirt, and half of it he bought him a cloak. The guy never asked for a cloak. He wanted a shirt. So, shnei ma'alu. And it turns out that the money that he gave him belonged to Hekdesh. So now, the guy who gave him the money was Avraham Me'ilah, and the shliach is Avraham Me'ilah. Now, let's think about it. The shliach was not really doing what the mishaleach asked. The mishaleach said, I want you to buy me a shirt with all six sela. And he only bought a shirt with three sela. Now, if the shliach is not doing what the mishaleach asked him, then the shliach will be violating abusing the money of Hekdesh, but not the guy who sent him, because the guy who sent him, his wishes were not fulfilled. it must be that the if they both are over on Me'ilah, the Shliach was acting on the Mishaleach's behalf. That means that if you do half of what a someone who sends you asks you to do, at least for the half of what you did for him, you acted on his behalf. I amrit b'shama, if you're going to say, Shliach ki haigavna oisa shlichusai, that a Shliach, in this case, regarding what he does for the Mishaleach, he's doing the Shlichos u'moisev al dvar v'hava, and he is just adding, meaning, he's buying the shirt and he's getting it for less. If you say, look, I'm doing you a favor. When I sold only half of the field, I'm doing you a favor that maybe you won't need the money. Here also, the guy could say, look, I'm doing you a favor. I got you a shirt for half price. So, Misham Hachi Balabai Yismal. For this reason, the person who sent him is over Ami'ilah, because regarding buying that shirt, the Shliach was acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Eli Amrin Mavra al Dvarav Hava, but if you're going to say that when the Shliach, who does less than the Mishaleach asked him, is completely nullifying the appointment and he's acting on his own, then Amai Mal, why is the Mishaleach considered to have been over on Me'ilah? However, the Shliach was not acting on his behalf. Says Gemara, Hachmai Askin, you know what we're talking about over here? The Aisile Shava Sheish B'Shalosh. When he bought that shirt for three, he was able to get a shirt valued at six for three. So he says, get me a Turwit shirt for 25, for a golden dinar. And which is six sela. So he got a six sela shirt, but he got it for half price. So he really did what the Mishaleach asked him for. So in this case, the reason why the Mishaleach is over on Me'ilah is because the Shliach is for sure acting on his behalf. Because he didn't buy a three sela shirt, he bought a six sela shirt. He just got it for a good deal of three sela. So he's definitely acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. So Gemara asks, if so, Shliach HaMaimol, if he's acting on behalf of the Mishaleach, so the Mishaleach is over Ami'ilah, but then the Shliach shouldn't be over Ami'ilah, he's acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. So Gemara says, Atalis, the reason why he's over Ami'ilah is because he bought a cloak for the other with the other half of the money. He was never asked to buy a cloak. In fact, the Gemara, Yihachi, if so, if we're talking about a case where the Shliach bought a shirt worth the full dinar of gold, six sela ima sefa. So let's read the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, af beze balabayis leimal. Even in this case, what does it mean, even in this case? Even in the case basically, the Mishnah discusses another case where you give a shliach a few coins and you ask him to buy two fruits, and instead of him buying, let's say, an esrog for two coins, he bought an esrog for one coin and a different fruit for the other coin. And in that case, the Chachamim say that both the shliach and the mishaleach are over ami'ilah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af bezeh balabayis loymal." In both of these cases, the mishalech is not over ami'ilah. Mipnei shiach alamer, he's able to say, "Chalak gadol hayisi mevakesh." I wanted a big shirt, but ata yevesi chalak katan v'ra, and you bought me a bad shirt, a small shirt, and a bad shirt. Since basically, you bought less than I asked you, Rabbi Yehuda says that only the Shliach is Mayal and the Mishaleach is not Mayal. So, the question is, why is the only the shliach over on Me'ilah, but the shliach basically bought a shirt that's worth 6 for 3? So if you're going to say that the shliach did buy a shirt exactly like the Mishalech asked him, then what would Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda be that the Balabais is not Ma'al, only the Shliach, but the Shliach actually bought the value of that what he was asked for? Says Gemara, Myra, what does it mean that he bought a bad shirt? Rabidabim. It was bad in the cost. The cost was bad. Why? So even though he got a shirt that's worth 6 selah, but he bought it for 3, so the shliach, the mishaleach, could say to the shliach, "Amalei Isis li b'shis, you got a shirt worth 6 for 3. But if you would have bought it for 6, then you could have gotten a shirt worth more than 12. Kol shekein dehavalei tartisri. Certainly, it would have been worth at least 12. So, in other words, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that the shliach is not acting on behalf of the mishaleach, because even though mishaleach said, "Get me a shirt with the full dinar with 6 selah," but now that he got a 6 selah shirt for 3, so the mishaleach could say, "Well, then you should have used all the money and gotten an even better shirt." Now the Gemara brings a raya that it has to be where the mishaleach bought a shirt worth 6 for 3. Dekanami, another proof to this, is from what it says in the Braisa. It says, "Ma'ida Rabbi Yehuda bekitnis." Rabbi Yehuda agrees by kitnis, by a bean or a legume, sheshneim ma'alu. Then in this case, for sure, the shliach is over on Me'ila. Why? Sheha kitnis b'sela, the kitnis b'pruta. Because when you buy kitnis for a sela, it's the same value as when you buy kitnis for a pruta. There are certain items that if you buy a little bit, you could get X amount, but if you buy a lot, you could get more bang for your buck. That might be true by a shirt, that if for a shirt, you could get something half decent for, let's say, 1 sela. For 2 sela, you could get more than twice that amount. And there's certain things, it doesn't matter if you buy it in wholesale or retail or a big amount or a small amount, you just pay for it by the pound. So shmamina, so this shows that the case here is when you bought a shirt valued at 6 for 3. Because what's the proof? Hechidami. Because what's the case of the Braisa? If we're talking about a place where these legumes are normally sold with by making a shuma, by making an evaluation, so then if the legumes are sold by evaluation, then if somebody comes to buy a pruta's worth, they're certainly going to get less bang for their buck than if somebody comes and buys a sela's worth. Because since it's purchased by evaluation, for sure the seller is going to give a better deal to the buyer if the seller buys more. So it must be, we're not talking about where it's sold by evaluation, we're talking about where it's sold by the pound. Rav Papa said, we're talking about a case where they measure it in the Kaili Bikani. They measure in a measure called Kani. The Amarle, because the Shliach could say to the Mishaleach, Kana Kana Bepruta. Every Kana's worth is a Pruta. It doesn't matter how much I bought. So that's why Rabbi Huda is Maida by Kitness. By Kitness, Rabbi Yehuda says they both were Moyal. Why? Because in that case, at least what I sold, I'm acting on your behalf. But by a garment, if I sold by a garment, if I bought a garment with half of the money that you gave me, I'm violating what you said, because I could have gotten more bang for my buck had I bought a garment with all the money. But by legumes, Rabbi Yehuda would be maida that at least what you bought is in fulfilling the wants and the desires of the Baal HaBayis, because there it's sold by the pound. So sold by the pound, if you buy less, you're not causing any loss to the Baal HaBayis. It's not like he could tell you, you should have bought more and you would have got more bang for your buck. Mashen came by a shirt, then Rabbi Yehuda would say that in that case, the shliach is really going against what the mishalech asked, because had he bought clothing with all the money, he could have gotten more bang for your buck. Okay, so this would be Amud Aleph. And I'm going to start Amud Beis in 30 seconds.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.